Capitalist profiteering means high food prices and empty shelves. Dave Kerr, Newham and East London Socialist Party. Restricted food supplies and ever-rising food prices in the UK have been blamed on adverse weather conditions due to climate change, war in Ukraine leading to price hikes, global supply chain disruption, labour shortages and disadvantageous Tory negotiated trade deals. Underpinning all of these factors is the anarchic capitalist system, which has wrecked the global environment and pitted nation against nation, creating a dog-eat-dog profit-driven dystopia. Consequently, billions worldwide live in food insecurity and are experiencing a cost of living crisis not seen in a generation. Turn its butt while UK shoppers search empty supermarket shelves. Environment Secretary Thérèse Coffey has come up with a simple solution: eat turnips instead. This modern-day equivalent of the famous quote "let them eat cake" is a kind of out-of-touch idiocy which will help hasten the end of the toxic Tory government. At the recent National Farmers Union, NFU, conference, once a bedrock of Tory support, delegates booed Coffey, after she airily dismissed the current fruit and vegetable shortages as beyond the control of the Tory government. 1 year ago, Minette Batters, NFU president, derided the government's total lack of understanding of how food production works, its completely contradictory policies on farming, and the likelihood of repeatedly running into crises due to the absence of a food production plan. A food production plan, produced by non-exploited labor, that guarantees plentiful, wholesome, affordable food, while protecting the land against environmental degradation, cannot be provided under either protectionist or free trade models of the capitalist system. Ending food insecurity and price volatility means fighting for workers' governments here and internationally, and the implementation of a democratically agreed and organized socialist plan of production,